kiss me. Kiss me full on the mouth. Yes, for your love is better than wine, headier than your aromatic oils. The syllables of your name murmur like a meadow brook. No wonder everyone loves to say your name. Take me away with you and let's run off together. An elopement with my king lover, where we'll celebrate, we'll sing, and we'll make great music. Yes, for your love is better than a vintage wine. Everyone loves you, of course, and why not? I am weathered but still elegant. Dear sisters in Jerusalem, weather darkened like Kedar desert tents, time softened like Solomon's temple hangings. Don't look down on me because I'm dark, darkened by the sun's harsh rays. My brothers ridiculed me and sent me to work in the fields. They made me care for the face of the earth, but I had no time to care for my own face. Tell me where you're working. I love you so much. Tell me where you're tending your flocks, where you should let them rest at noontime. Why should I be the one left outside the orbit of your tender care? And the man replies, if you can't find me, loveliest of all women, it's all right. Stay with your flocks. Lead your lambs to good pastures. Stay with your shepherd neighbours. If you remind me of Pharaoh's well-groomed and satiny mares, with your pendant earrings which line your elegance of your cheeks, strands of jewels illuminate the curve of your throat. I'm making jewellery for you, gold and silver jewellery that will mark and accentuate your beauty. When my king lover lay down beside me, my fragrance filled the room, his head resting between my breasts. The head of my lover was a sachet of sweet myrrh. My beloved is a bouquet of wildflowers, picked just for me from the fields of Engedi. Oh, my dear friend, you're so beautiful, and your eyes so beautiful like doves. And you, my dear lover, you're so handsome. And the bed we share is like a forest glen. We enjoy a canopy of cedars enclosed by cypresses, fragrant and green. I am just a wildflower picked from the plains of Sharon, a lotus blossom from the valley pools, a lotus blossoming in a swamp of weeds. That's my dear friend among the girls in the village. As an apricot tree stands out in the forest, my lover stands above the young men in town. All I want to do is sit in his shade, to taste and savour his delicious love. He took me home with him for a festive meal, but his eyes feasted on me. Give me something refreshing to eat, and quickly. Apricots, raisins, anything. I'm about to faint with love. His left hand cradles my head and his right arm encircles my waist. Oh, let me warn you, sisters in Jerusalem, by the gazelles, yes, by all the wild deer. Don't excite love, don't stir it up until the time is ripe and you are ready. Look, listen, there's my lover. Do you see him coming? Vaulting the mountains and leaping the hills, my lover is like a gazelle, he is graceful, and like a young stag, virile. Look at him there, on tiptoe at the gate, all ears, all eyes are ready. My lover has arrived, and he's speaking to me. The man proclaims, get up, my dear friend, fair and beautiful lover, and come to me. Look around you. Winter is over. The winter rains are over and gone. Spring flowers are in blossom all over. The whole world is a choir and singing. Spring warblers are filling the forest with sweet arpeggios. Lilacs are exuberantly purple and perfumed, and cherry trees fragrant with blossoms. Oh, get up, dear friend, my fair and beautiful lover, and come to me. Come, my shy and modest dove. Leave your seclusion. Come out in the open. Let me see your face. Let me hear your voice. For your voice is soothing and your face is ravishing. And the woman replies, then you must protect me from the foxes. Foxes on the prowl. Foxes who would like nothing better than to get into our flowering garden. My lover is mine and I am his. Nightly he strolls in our garden, delighting in the flowers until dawn breathes its light and night slips away. Turn to me, dear lover. Come like a gazelle, leap like a wild stag on delectable mountains. Restless in bed and sleepless through the night, I longed for my lover. I wanted him desperately. His absence was painful, so I got up and went out and roved the city, hunting through streets and down alleyways. I wanted my lover in the worst way. I looked high and low and didn't find him, and then the night watchmen found me as they patrolled the darkened city. Have you seen my dear lost love? I asked. And no sooner had I left them than I found him, and I found my dear lost love. I threw my arms around him and held him tight and wouldn't let him go until I had him home again, safe at home beside the fire. Oh, let me warn you, sisters in Jerusalem, by the gazelles, yes, by all the wild deer, don't excite love, don't stir it up until the time is ripe and you are ready. What's this I see approaching from the desert? Rising clouds of dust, filling the air with sweet smells and pungent aromatics. Look, it's Solomon's carriage, carried and guarded by 60 soldiers, 60 of Israel's finest, all of them armed to the teeth and trained for battle, ready for anything at any time. King Solomon once had a carriage built from fine-grained Lebanon cedar. He had it framed with silver and roofed with gold. The cushions were covered with purple fabric and the interior lined with a tooled leather. Come and look, sisters in Jerusalem, sisters of Zion, and do not miss this. My king lover, dressed and garlanded for his wedding, his heart full and bursting with joy. You are so beautiful, my darling, so beautiful, and your dove eyes are veiled by your hair as it flows and shimmers like a flock of goats in the distance, streaming down a hillside in the sunshine. Your smile is generous and full, expressive and strong and clean. Your lips are a jewel red, and your mouth elegant and inviting. Your veiled cheeks soft and radiant. The smooth, lithe lines of your neck command notice, and all heads turn in awe and admiration. Your breasts are like fawns, twins of a gazelle grazing among the first spring flowers. The sweet, fragrant curves of your body, the soft, spiced contours of your flesh invite me and I come. I stay until dawn breathes its light and night slips away. You're beautiful from head to toe, my dear love. Beautiful beyond compare and absolutely flawless. Come with me from Lebanon, my bride. Leave Lebanon behind and come. Leave your mountain hideaway. Abandon your wilderness seclusion where you keep company with lions and panthers who guard your safety. You have captured my heart, dear friend. You looked at me and I fell in love. One look my way and I was hopelessly in love. How beautiful your love, dear, dear friend. Far more pleasing than a fine, rare wine. Your fragrance more exotic than select spices. The kisses of your lips are honey, my love. Every syllable you speak a delicacy to savour. Your clothes smell like the wild outdoors, the ozone scent of high mountains. Dear lover and friend, you are a secret garden, a private and pure fountain. Body and soul, you are paradise, a whole orchard of succulent fruits, ripe apricots and peaches, oranges and pears, nut trees and cinnamon and all scented woods. Mint and lavender and all herbs aromatic, you are a garden fountain, sparkling and splashing, fed by spring waters from the Lebanon mountains. The woman proclaims, wake up, north wind, get moving, south wind, breathe on my garden, fill the air with spiced fragrance. Oh, let my lover enter his garden, yes, let him eat the fine, ripe fruits. I went to my garden, dear friend and best lover, and I breathed the sweet fragrance. I ate the fruit and honey. I drank the nectar and wine. Celebrate with me, friends. Raise your glasses to life and to love. I was sound asleep, but in my dreams I was wide awake. Oh, listen, it is the sound of my lover calling. He is knocking. Let me in, dear companion, dearest friend, my dove, my consummate lover. I'm soaked with the dampness of the night, drenched with dew, shivering and cold. And the woman replies, but I'm in my nightgown. Do you expect me to get dressed? I'm bathed and in bed. Do you want me to get dirty? But my lover wouldn't take no for an answer. And the longer he knocked, the more excited I became. I got up to open the door to my lover, sweetly ready to receive him, desiring and expectant, but as I turned the door handle, I opened the door and he was gone. My loved one had tired of waiting and left, and I died inside. Oh, I felt so bad. I ran out looking for him, but he was nowhere to be found. I called into the darkness, but no answer. The night watchmen found me as they patrolled the streets of the city. They slapped and beat and bruised me, ripping off my clothes. These watchmen who are supposed to be guarding the city. I beg you, sisters in Jerusalem, if you find my lover, please tell him that I want him, that I'm heartsick with love for him. And the people asked, what's so great about your lover, fair lady? What's so special about him that you beg for our help? And she replies, my dear lover glows with health, red-blooded and radiant. He's one in a million. There's no one quite like him. My golden one, pure and untarnished, with raven black curls tumbling across his shoulders. His eyes are like doves, soft and bright, but deep set, brimming with meaning like wells of water. His face is rugged. His beard smells like sage. His voice, his words, warm and reassuring. Fine muscles ripple beneath his skin, quiet and beautiful. His torso is the work of a sculptor, hard and smooth as ivory. He stands tall like a cedar, strong and deep-rooted, a rugged mountain of a man, aromatic with wood and stone. His words are kisses, his kisses words. Everything about him delights me, thrills me through and through. That is my lover, that is my man, dear Jerusalem sisters. So where has this love of yours gone, fair one? Where on earth can he be? Can we help you look for him? Never mind, she replies. My lover is already on his way to his garden. To browse among the flowers, touching the colours and forms. I am my lover's, and my lover is mine. He caresses the sweet-smelling flowers. And the man shouts, dear, dear friend and lover, you're as beautiful as Tirzah, city of delights, lovely as Jerusalem, city of dreams, the ravishing visions of my ecstasy. Your beauty is too much for me. I'm in over my head. I'm not used to this. I can't take it in. Your hair flows and shimmers in the sunshine, and your smile is generous and full, expressive and strong and clean. Your veiled cheeks are soft and radiant, and there's no one like you on earth, never has been and never will be. You're a woman beyond compare. My dove is perfection, pure and innocent as the day she was born and cradled in joy by her mother. Everyone who came by to see her exclaimed and admired her. All the fathers and mothers, the neighbours and friends blessed and praised her. Has anyone ever seen anything like this? Dawn fresh, moon lovely, sun radiant, ravishing as the night sky with its galaxies of stars. One day I went strolling through the orchard, looking for signs of spring, looking for buds about to burst into flower, anticipating readiness, ripeness. And before I knew it, My heart was raptured, carried away by lofty thoughts. Dance, dance, my dear angel princess. Dance, and we will feast our eyes on your grace. Everyone wants to see you dance your victory dance of love and peace. Okay. Shapely and graceful, your sandaled feet, and queenly your movement. Your limbs are lithe and elegant, the work of a master artist. Your body is a chalice, wine-filled. Your skin is silken and tawny, like the field of wheat touched by the breeze. Your breasts are like fawns, twins of a gazelle. Your neck is carved ivory, curved and slender. Your eyes are wells of light, deep with mystery, quintessentially feminine. Your profile turns all heads, commanding attention. The feelings I get when I see the high mountain ranges, stirrings of desire, longings for the heights, remind me of you. And I'm spoiled for anyone else. Your beauty within and without is absolute. Dear lover, close companion, you're tall and supple like the palm tree, and your full breasts are like the sweet, sweet clusters of dates. And I say, I'm gonna climb that palm tree. I'm gonna caress its fruit. Oh yeah, yes. Your breasts will be like clusters of sweet fruit to me. Your breath clean and your breath is clean and cool, like fresh mint. Your tongue and lips are like the best wine. Yes. Yes, and yours are too, the woman replies. My love's kisses flow from his lips to mine. I am my lover's. I'm all he wants, and I am the world to him. Come, dear lover. Let us tramp through the countryside. Let's sleep at some wayside inn, then rise early and listen to the bird song. Let's look for wildflowers in bloom, blackberry bushes blossoming white, fruit trees festooned with cascading flowers. And there I'll give myself to you, my love, to your love. Love apples drench us with fragrance. Fertility surrounds and suffuses us. Fruits fresh and preserved that I've kept and saved just for you, my love.